Blog Talk Radio.
Jungle Marauder Radio, where the record always keep it fresh. I'm your host, Tavik. Your co-host, Gil G. He'll be here a little bit later on. I say we go with a track, like always. And you know what? This is just me, myself, and I. I say we go with a story from one Jumpstead. There we go, Whitehaven Sanatorium.
Whitehaven Sanatorium.
So back in the day when ICP was signed to Jive Records, we used to take many trips back and forth to New York, and we would drive all the time. And it was always pretty much, it was like me, Joe and Joey, and Alex Abbas. Like, and we used to take these business trips out to New York, you know, just to discuss like music videos and stuff like that. So these drives along Highway 80 were pretty boring, especially when you pass through Pennsylvania, because it was all woods and like mountains, and there really wasn't much to see, you know, besides the beauty of nature. So anyway, one of the times when we were coming back from New York, you know, we were passing through the eastern part of Pennsylvania, and we were noticing all these like big ass fucking mountains, you know. They don't look like your traditional mountain, you know, with all rocks and with ice on the top, but they're these huge like mountains covered in trees. The only way to correctly describe it is like a gigantic hill, you know what I mean? That went up like crazy high. And so we decided, like, I came up with the idea, like, just to break up the monotony of the drive. Hey, let's climb one of those mountains, you know. And as soon as I said it, everybody was like, all right, hell yeah, let's just do it, you know. So I was like, all right, the next big ass fucking mountain we see, we're gonna pull over and climb that bitch. So sure enough, we came around the bend, and there it was, this humongous ass fucking mountain. It was just going high up into the sky, you know. And this was in the middle of the day, and it just looked awesome, you know. And we were like, all right, fucking Tesla the Ninja, we gotta climb that bitch. So we pulled the car as close to the mountain as we could actually get. And then we got out, we started just cutting through the woods, you know. And it was deep-ass woods, and the grade just went straight the fuck up. Now, the first thing we came across when we were climbing up this mountain was an old crumbling stone wall, you know. And this wall basically went to the left and right as far as we could see, and surrounded the apex of this mountain, okay. So the wall was pretty huge, and it wasn't that tall. It probably stood about 4 feet tall. So we started walking along the wall, just to try to find a way to get into it, you know, to get past the wall without having to climb over it. And that's when we seen the sign, and the sign said, you could barely read it because it was all like just kind of faded through time, and you know, and it was like there was all these vines overgrowing on it. So we actually had to clear it a little bit away from the overgrowth just to read it. But it was the Whitehaven Sanatorium. We all started saying, whoa, what the fuck is that? You know what I mean? Like, what the hell is a sanatorium, you know? So we were like, okay. So, you know, it was a little bit of a mystery there. Anyway, we finally found an opening through the wall. We went in and we kept climbing up. And further and further and further. I mean, it probably took us about an hour to get through the undergrowth and all that, get to the top. Now, the first thing we noticed was a building. It looked like a huge, ancient, rundown, abandoned facility that had it had probably about 6 to 8 large, three-story tall buildings that looked like they looked like hospitals. I mean, that's the only way to describe it. Like. But not any hospital that I've ever seen or we've ever seen. It was basically hospitals from like the 1940s or something. They looked very stark, without character, like just straight boxes, you know. They were L-shaped, and they had many, many windows on the sides. And there was like these giant white steps that went up in this kind of grandiose way with these giant pillars on either side of them that you would enter into these buildings. And so we looked around and we realized, I mean, for lack of a better term, it was a ghost town. Like, completely abandoned. Altogether, there must have been at least 20 buildings, you know, including like the houses and the giant, giant hospital-type buildings. There was an abandoned church in the middle of everything. There was some other buildings that, you know, were completely abandoned, that it was hard to tell what they were. So we started to explore these buildings. Now, the first thing, when we went into one of the hospital buildings, there was just this feeling of foreboding over the whole place. Like, it just had you on edge. Like, everybody was, like, kind of scared as they walked around. The hairs were rising on your arms, you know, And you just felt uncomfortable, like something wasn't quite right here. You know, even in the, you know, it was broad daylight and everything, and it was just like still there was this like feeling of dread. Now, exploring through the building, one of the things that I noticed that I think is worth noting is the fact that there was very little graffiti anywhere in the building. It's like not only was this place abandoned, but nobody went there. You know what I mean? It was like a place that probably the locals realized was like, you know, stay the fuck away from that place. You know, you don't ever want to go there. So anyway, we explored a couple of these buildings, and the unease as we were exploring them intensified. Some of the rooms, there was like, they were filled from floor to ceiling with furniture that was just all thrown in there, like broken chairs and fucking filing cabinets and shit all piled up. And dust was everywhere. Most of the windows were broken. So finally, we got to the roof of one of the hospital buildings. And I looked at my brother, and as we stood on top of the roof, and we could overlook like the whole forest, like we were on top of the mountain, on top of this three-story tall building, overlooking this like relatively beautiful landscape of just rolling hills and mountains and trees. And whenever me and my brother would get into a situation like this, and Joey, is something we started when we were little kids. You know, we would yell out, "Ultimate Warrior!" You know, just as a show of like triumphing something, like we beat it, you know what I'm saying? We conquered it. We came, we explored, you know, we beat it. So we all screamed that out at the top of our lungs, you know, and it just echoed through the hills. And as soon as we did that, we noticed all of a sudden these hunters came out of the trees, like, you know what I mean, like real far away, like hundreds of yards. But they came out of the trees with their rifles, and they were kind of looking up at us. And we were like, oh, shit, you know, we probably ruined it for them, you know, spooked all their game or whatever. We were like, let's get the fuck out of here, you know. We all got all amped up and shit, and we started, like, running through the building. And, you know, we wanted to get out of there before we got killed by some hunter, like, Deliverance style or something. So we fucking just kept running, and we ran down the side of the hill, and, you know, and basically we made our escape. So anyway, like, we went back home, and I started to do research on the Whitehaven Sanatorium. Now, what I came up with researching it on the internet is that it was basically built in 1901. And from 1901 to 1956, it served as a sanatorium. And basically what a sanatorium is a place for patients with tuberculosis to go to isolate them. And for most of them, they would die there. Tuberculosis was like it's basically a disease that attacks the lungs, and it's easily spread through like coughing and sneezing and stuff like that. So when somebody caught the disease, they were sent to a sanatorium to basically stay until they eventually were cured. You know, they stopped having the signs and symptoms of it, or they died. So throughout the course of its history, over 25,000 people actually went there and were isolated there, half of which died. So you think about that, how many thousands of people died right on that spot. So it occurred to me that this place is a spiritual haunting ground. You know, all the ghosts, all the people that died horrible, slow deaths right on that spot, that's where they would end their lives. And some of them, it took years. They suffered for years before they died. So it really started to dawn upon me why this place was had such a dreadful a feeling, like why it was so intense. Now, after 1956, the place was turned into an insane asylum. Okay, now back in those days, an insane asylum, the prevailing methods of treatment, they emphasized segregation from society, physical containment in padded cells, restraint, and shock therapy. Basically, all the horrors that you hear about insane asylums back in the day, this is where this shit took place, on the same fucking grounds. It's almost like the ground itself was tainted with this evil. throughout the course of its whole history, anything that's ever been done there has all been revolving around death, suffering, torture, just the worst of the human experience, you know, the worst of the mortal experience. So there's probably many, many spirits that are still dwelling upon the grounds. Now, it was at that moment where I came up with a ninja mission. Now, ninja missions to us throughout our days since early childhood was whenever you had an idea to like to explore an abandoned building or, you know, sneak into a foreign country or whatever the fuck the case may be, you would call it a ninja mission. And you would present it to, you know, we present it to our crew like, man, I got this fresh ass ninja mission. We're going to do this, you know. And so my ninja mission was we were going to spend the night at the Whitehaven Sanatorium. Just the idea of it terrorized me. So I got together with a group of my friends, you know, and we basically, like, I pitched the idea to everybody. And basically there was, I got together a crew of about 8 people. Now, Joe and Joy weren't able to go on this particular ninja mission because they were busy with other things. But Alex, who used to be the president of Psychopathic, he was there, and about 7 of my other friends. And we loaded up in 2 cars, and we chose the day that we were going to go, which was in the beginning of October, and we drove there. Now, when we got there, you know, we decided that we were going to park the cars far enough away so that they wouldn't be bothered, like they wouldn't be, like, parked illegally or something, and the cops would find them. So we actually parked the car in a neighborhood in Whitehaven. Now, we had everything we needed for the ghost hunting experience. We have the Ouija board. We had writing utensils and supplies for ghost scribing. And, you know, we had cameras, voice recorders, like everything. You know, we like came well prepared. So we basically got to the edge of the mountain and we climbed it just as the sun was setting. And we decided that no matter what, we were not going to leave those grounds until the sun came up, no matter what happened. That was the ninja mission. So when we got there, the sun had completely set. Okay, now, we decided that we were going to break up into small groups that was going to be basically three people each and separate and start exploring the buildings. And then after 2 hours, we were going to all meet back at the abandoned church to talk about our experiences. So we split up. Now, I was with Tall Jess, who's one of the co-creators of Morton's List, and also Brad. And we separated off, and we started with exploring one of the hospital buildings. Now, entering this building in the dead of night with nothing but flashlights was an experience that's almost impossible to describe. I mean, the only kind of safety net that we had was the fact that we were with people, you know what I'm saying? But we entered this building, and a lot of times we kept hearing noises. So we go, oh, shh, you know, just stop. And we'd sit and listen and be quiet. And you just hear all these noises, like you could swear in the background, you could hear like voices talking, people walking. The building, of course, was shifting in the wind, creaking, even groaning. And it was hard not to let your imagination just start running wild, you know. And so then, as long as we didn't hear anything real close to us, we kept going, we kept moving through the building. But every once in a while, you'd hear this loud, boom, like this loud bang, you know what I mean? But it was almost like a thud, like real close, like there's just no way to describe it. And then we'd stop and we'd all be looking at each other in terror, our flashlights moving around, you know, what the fuck was that, you know? So we got to this one room in particular that it was on the 3rd floor of one of the hospital buildings, and we entered it. It was a corner room, and the door was shut. So we opened it, and inside this room was completely abandoned. All the paint was peeling, all chipped. in this particular room, none of the windows were broke. And when we left the room, we left the door open. So we were about halfway down this hallway when all of a sudden the door slammed shut. And we all stopped and we all looked at each other again all crazy. And we looked back at the room and, you know, your adrenaline's all flowing. Your heart's beating 100,000 times a minute. And you're just like, you know, you're just looking around like terrified, like, oh, shit, what do we do? So we went back there and we decided we had to confront our fears. So we went back there and we opened the door again and we just looked at it and it was just sitting there and we like went into the room and we were like looking around to see if anything changed and nothing had. So we started leaving again and we got about halfway down the hallway. The door was still open when suddenly it slammed shut again. So we were like, oh, shit, and we just started running. Like, just the panic just overtook us, and we were like, get the fuck out of here. And we just started running for our lives. So we hauled ass all the way out the building and got outside. Now, right about when we got outside, we started, like, yelling for people, you know, hey, come, you know, come here. And pretty soon everybody gathered to our location. And they're like, whoa, what's going on? And we're like, man, we started explaining it. The door slammed shut. Da da da. So then everybody was like, all right, fuck it, we got to go back there. You know, this is probably a haunted room or a haunted area. We got to take mad pictures. So we went back to that room and we sat in the room. First, we took a bunch of pictures, you know. Then we tried the ghost writing, which is kind of like where you let your hand go limp and you start writing stuff in the hopes that like a ghost will like kind of possess your hand to start writing to communicate. And, Alex, he started talking to the ghosts, you know, like he was like, if there's a ghost here, can you open the door? Because we had shut the door when we came in. After we got done, we left, you know, because like we were probably there for about a half hour and nothing was really happening. So we left and this time we shut the door, you know. So we were walking down the hallway and it was me, Jesse and Brad were the last to leave. And we were about halfway down the hallway when the door suddenly opened. Like we heard the click as if somebody turned the knob and we saw the door swing open. You know, we looked at each other, we looked at the door and we just fucking ran. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't fucking know what to think at that point. Like it was the very thing that Alex asked it to do, you know, to give us a sign, because the whole time the door was shutting, it was slamming shut. And now here's this door opening, you know. So we basically took off. When we caught up to everybody, you know, we frantically told them what happened, and everybody was pretty unanimous on not going back there. Okay, so then after that, like, we explored for a little bit more, like, we were just coming in the random rooms, snapping pictures and all that, and then we finally survived the night, and as soon as daylight started coming up, we got the fuck out of there, because the whole place just creeped us the fuck out. Now, here's the thing about this ghost hunting experience. When we got back, there was about like six different cameras that people were taking pictures with. And we developed the film, you know, and we listened to the tape recordings, and the tape recordings had some really weird, like kind of like background shit going on, but nothing definitive, you know, like we didn't hear no voices on there or anything like that. But when we developed the pictures, you know, we developed them all together and we took everybody's pictures and we, you know, we started sifting through it. And I don't know if you're familiar with ghost orbs, but there in the photos, there's ghost orbs everywhere. And all of them are hovering right next to people's heads. They're just chilling, like, right by their fucking heads. And sometimes in some of the pictures, there would be, like, three or four ghost orbs all, like, hovering right next to their heads. And the thing that makes it, to me, that makes it so remarkable is that's in all the photos from everybody's camera. It's not like there's a glitch or something from one camera or whatever. It's like in all the photos, they're all the same. The only other evidence of ghosts that we found was in one of the pictures that I developed. It was just a random room, and I just snapped a quick picture of that room. Later, when I developed the film, there floating in the window are 13 ghost orbs. And the thing that's so amazing about the photo is some of those orbs are in front of the window and some are behind the window, because the panes of glass, which creates a tic-tac-toe type pattern. The orbs that are in front of the window, you can see they're transparent, so you can see the lines from the tic-tac-toe glass-shaped patterns behind it. But the ones that are outside the room, those tic-tac patterns basically stand in front of it. So it's quite clear that some of those orbs are in the room and some are outside that room, but they're clustered right there by that window. As if there's just, like, for some reason in that room, there's just mad ghosts just chilling all in that area. You know what I mean? So that fucking creeped me out. And that remains one of my most prized possessions, that photo. Because to me, it's clear evidence of the supernatural world. Like, I don't even know how you could deny it.
And we are back, and what's going on, Ghetto?
What's going on, dickhead?
Trying to kill a zombie fly.
Once flies are dead, they're dead.
Well, the one I killed is back up and flying around again.
It only played dead for you.
And it probably did.
Said, look at this motherfucker with his tennis racket. He'll never kill me. I mean, look at the backhand that he got.
I definitely got no backhand.
The fly knew that.
And enough as it did. I swear I killed the motherfucker because I heard like a big ass zap on my fucking thing.
Well, was there anything on the racket?
No.
Well, there you go.
But, I'm sure I'll get it sooner or later. If not, I was just hoping on my damn bedroom door and I was just like, go fly downstairs and let my cat eat it.
Yeah, your cat ain't gonna get it either.
I don't know, my cat always finds a bug before we do.
Man, my cat jumps all over the fucking place. And then when it comes to trying to get a fly or something, it can't get it. Seriously, you jump from the floor to the fucking ceiling, but you can't catch a fly.
I mean, see that? Maybe if I open a Twinkie, maybe the Twinkie might draw it in and I could kill it.
It's not a fat kid.
True, and
it's
definitely
a
not fucking
fly.
Kill it. Yeah, I guess this is true. Well, I mean, you know, I had a fucking burger out and it came close to my burger.
Okay.
So I figured, hey, maybe it might work. Here's a pretty retarded fucking picture that I found. Well, it's up on fucking Chill's page.
Yay, retarded pictures.
Yeah, it says, so a dead guy, a Mexican, and a Native American walk into a hood store.
Yeah. That joke wasn't even funny.
Yeah, it seems like it had no hook to it.
So, how do you feel about DJ Paul putting out a solo album on Psychopathic?
I think he needs to get out.
I'm really not quite sure how that's even going to work.
Fuck no. Why? Why the fuck is he doing it?
Like, last I checked, that dude was like a gangster rapper.
Yeah.
I guess since they teamed up with the Mafia 6, they're going to put out an album coming out September 2nd. They figured, I don't know, they would give him a solo album on Psychopathic too.
Yeah, because that worked out so well with Frog and Vanilla Ice.
Well, he never really released any fucking thing at all.
Exactly. My point exactly.
But I'm saying this will probably actually happen. But don't they know that things fail like that? Like Cold 187, that was fail. Dayton Family failed.
Fail.
Now they're gonna sign. Well, not. I don't know if they're gonna sign them, but they're gonna put a record out for them. Another black guy. See how well this goes. I mean, yeah, we all like 3-6 Mafia, but.
But no, I'm talking about it.
I see a pattern here.
Yeah, they're trying to bring back the fun. They're trying to bring gangster shit up into it.
The only successful black guy was Eshawn.
Yeah. And then he left.
That's where Cold 187, you'll never hear about him again.
Nobody gave a fuck about him.
No, you'll never hear about him anywhere.
Man. What the fuck were they thinking?
But they did release a track by the Mafia 6 and ICP, the Killjoy Club, with the song Panic Room. Or, yeah, that's what it's called. Panic Mode. There we go. You can go ahead and play that song if you want to check it out, along with the skits afterward.
I'm be fine. You said the Killjoy Room, that the group was at the...
No, there's no room anywhere in anything of what I just said. The Killjoy Club. The song's called Panic Mode.
Well, let me go down to the Killjoy Club.
No, go down to ICP.
Damn it. Okay, ICP. Killjoy Room.
No, God damn it, there ain't no room.
The Killjoy Club.
I just corrected myself and you still fucked it up.
I'm guessing you must have just uploaded it.
Earlier today.
Ah, here we go. That's why I was looking for it under ICP, but you put it under ICP and the Mafia 6. So here we go, Panic Room.
Cash bar. juggalo, though. Been a juggalo, skeleton sinner, till the fucking world blow. Even after that, I'm still fucking out of control. Out of space, kicking fucking E.T. Alien asshole, man.
Says that 15 minutes can save you 15% on your car insurance by switching to Geico.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
Well, did you know that a penis pushed all the way inside out is actually a Nedden hole?
Switch over to Geico and save 15% in 15 minutes on your car insurance today.
Do you suffer from depression? Ask your doctor about Tribilify. Taken twice daily, Tribilify can lighten your mood and help make stepping out for your day worth living for. Side effects include thoughts of suicide, increased depression, penis shrinkage, homicidal behavior, blindness, throat lacerations, crippling effects on your spine, loss of teeth and hair, skin peelage, paralysis, severe night terrors, homosexual tendencies, permanent loss of your voice, severe trouble breathing, kidney failure, heart cancer, total memory loss, cannibalism, addiction, sudden fainting, permanent sleep coma, and death. Tribilify. Brighten your days.
We're back, right here on PSYR 17 on your dial. I'm DJ Hugadick, and we play nothing but the wicked shit all day and all night long. And if you don't like it, we invite you to come on down and peek at our station, and we'll gladly plug a hot one in your brain, because that's just what we do. Right now, we got the number one most requested coming up next. Right here for you, this is Insane Clown Posse, a brand new jam called Dickhead, off their new 8-song EP entitled House of Wax. Now you can only hear the rest of this EP if you buy the first 6 Joker card box set. Sorry, bitch, don't cry, cause it won't help you. Now that I'm done bitching, and you're done bitching, here it is, Dickhead by ICP from the House of Wax.
And we're back. After those lovely, lovely commercials.
So how'd you feel about that song?
It was a dope track. Until the end with all the fucking commercials.
Well, it was off of the CD that was given out at the seminar, at the gathering.
House of Wax?
No. A fucking sampler fucking CD. House of Wax will be available with the box set. Coming out, official release date, October 28th.
Well, about damn time to finally put that fucking box set out.
That's where you can get the House of Wax EP. But they gave you a track, which they just sent off of that thing you heard. And that was on the fucking sampler thing.
Hell yeah.
And then the other songs that are on there, you pretty much already have.
Yeah, probably.
Which is Boondocks, Moving On, Dark Lotus,
yep.
My Kind of Party, AMB, whatever the fuck song that was.
Hell yeah. Brace yourself for a golden shower.
Really, motherfucker?
Yeah, I have to pee though now.
And just in case you really want to add it to your bootleg collection, you can go on Juggalo Rider Radio's like page and you can get the link to all the songs that I just mentioned for free.
Hell yeah. That was good to me.
With the link that was posted there earlier by one of them weird motherfuckers that run this radio station.
Is it Ghetto T?
No, he raps about CM Punk.
Better.
So there you go. You got a bunch of fucking shit to look forward to these next rest of the year.
Yeah, for the rest next of the year.
I was going to say next couple months, but till the end of the year, you got a bunch of shit to look for.
Hell yeah, about damn time.
And then you're going to have a new ABK album, like I said already days ago. And then you're going to have a new Big Hoodoo album coming out. And then, of course, you know, the third Joker's card of this lovely second deck.
Yeah. Notice how I'm not too excited about the third Joker's card.
Well, all the underage kids are.
Yeah. Good for them.
And then the Joker's back again to tell us that Juggalo music sucks.
Oh, the Joker can go suck a dick.
I don't know, man. People need to stop feeding into his bullshit and stop fucking watching his videos and then listen to his music.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, all the shit he's gonna say is negative, man. What the fuck are you gonna listen to him for?
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, you got all these hateful words and shit from this dude that don't even leave his fucking house.
Yeah, and yet, fucking people still probably like him.
I'm just saying, man, he got all these hateful things, man, but, like, he'll never say that to anybody because he won't ever see anybody because he's always in his fucking house just sitting there recording himself talking shit.
Yeah, man, that's what a fucking recluse does. They just stay in their house and just talk shit.
Like, oh, I'm the Joker. Come on.
Oh, man.
It's about as played out as all these motherfuckers that always get a post about, did you know we are legally a gang now?
Yeah.
Really? I had no idea.
Yeah, it's fucking retarded.
Gee, don't be so fucking excited, Mr. DJ.
But the Joker's gonna get, we'll probably get here sooner or later, you know, when someone decides to, you know, break in his house and stab him. Since, like you said, he never leaves the house.
I'm just saying, man. I don't know, last I heard, he never did a fucking show or anything, and, you know, he's an artist. Like, wouldn't you want to go do a show or something?
You'd think he would.
You'd have to step outside, though.
I mean, come on. Seriously. Remember, like, we went on the show with Low-Key that he was supposed to be at, but never showed up for?
I bet he wasn't even on that show.
Oh, he was supposed to be on it until he fucking backed out.
I bet it was, like, one of those things to, I guess, try to draw people in.
Yeah, it worked. It drew Chris into it.
Really? Just because Chris is in love with that fucking guy? Is the only reason he went there?
Yep. And of course you got the fucking Hobson as a fucking main stage of the gathering. But fuck that bullshit about.
I guess it's because he did a track on the Mighty Death Pop.
Ooh, don't care. Hey, kids. We've all learned an important lesson.
Do you like violence? You want to see me stick 9-inch nails for each one of my eyelids?
Remember, kids, we've all learned a very important lesson. Even though you'll all forget it again sooner or later anyway. Don't text and drive, you dumb motherfuckers.
And this has been a public service announcement brought to you by Havoc.
Well, all we're saying is because one of my coworkers that he killed in a fucking accident last night.
The fuck?
Yeah, she was texting and driving.
Nah, and she was how do you know that?
Because of the fact, when I got to work today, I had people telling me Amanda is dead. She died in it. She died texting and driving.
No. How do they know she was texting?
Oh, more likely, they probably notified Ken about it. And I believe the police are the ones who actually caught her, found her with her phone in her hand. So, yeah.
Don't be stupid enough to detect and drive. I mean, yeah, it's sad. She was hot. She was legal. But she was stupid.
And now, and she's more than a corpse to a psychopathic clown. But besides the obvious...
Yeah, we got a Sarah Butler up in the room. Sarah Butler, what's going on, Butler?
Remember, Sarah, don't text and drive.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll be 6 feet deep. And no longer down with a clown. Just dead.
Sure.
And the first thing she says is flies. And she says never.
What?
Wait,
this is your friend? Did you tell this person about the flies?
But I posted it up in the room saying, because, Angel's there. And I was like, and I asked him, have you ever seen a zombie fly? He's like, what the fuck was that? I told him, a fly I killed that's flying around my room again. And Sarah Butler randomly shows up and says, flies.
Oh, I just thought this was somebody else she told this story to.
Nope. Look, we have a guest in the room.
Oh, is it the same guest from yesterday?
Yeah, it's crazy bitch.
Crazy bitch?
Yeah, you know, Kim, loca puta. Hey, look, I was right. It's crazy bitch.
So... why exactly are you crazy, bitch?
That's what I want to know. Why the fuck did you change your name to crazy bitch? It said
and
bitch
why
crazy.
And why won't Facebook allow you to change it back? It was like, now your name is crazy, bitch.
Yeah, she was watching Walking Dead.
So why don't you go ahead and hit him with the new ICP track from the House of Wax EP, Dickhead.
Oh, good. I was just looking at that. You get back down to it, though.
There we go.
Dickhead.
I'm a dickhead, so the fuck what? Your daddy's a faggot and your mother's a slut. I cruise the earth without a care in the world. I don't need any homies and fuck a girlfriend. I can jack off in the middle of the mall. Only got one motto: fuck y'all bitches. I punch little kids in the face and run. I don't give a fuck if I sock your son. I fake my way into bitches' hearts. It's easy, half of these hoes are retards. As soon as a ninja busts a nut, I flip her and piss all over her butt. I steal my shit from those who need it most. I'm a straight up
bitch. What you say? You ain't living like that no way.
Oh yeah, bitch. I'm a dick, dick, dick. I'm a big, big, big fat dick, dick, dickhead.
Come on now, I mean really, hey. You ain't living like that no way.
Oh yeah, bitch. I'm a dick, dick, dick. I'm a big, big, big fat dick, dick, dickhead. I help old ladies across the street. Whip out a gun. Hard to pack, bitch. I stand on the overpass and drop bricks. Shoot up high schools just for
I'm a dick, dick, dickhead.
I'm a big, big, big fat
dick, dick, dickhead.
I was born a rich kid in a loving home. Burned it down, free I roam. I went to church and I stole the dough. Every Sunday, yo, I was back for more. The preacher called me and asked me why. I said I did it for meth and then blast his eye. And then stocked the other one, he couldn't see. I grabbed all the money and out I flee. My melon is a big ass mushroom cap with a pee hole right up under my hat. I'm Mr. Dickhead, the one and only. I robbed the homeless, cold and lonely. Kick him in the fucking face and cut hard. And then steal they shopping cart and shove it down a hill. Cause I'm ill, what's left? Find somebody to kill, a real dickhead.
Smash hits, no top 40, and no sellout, bitch. So if you want top 40, how about you come on down here and blow me from the bottom of my balls to the tippity tip of my dickity dick hole. And I'll let you know when to stop while we drop more of this wicked shit for your lip, bitch. Save the Rihanna for your mama. This is PSYR 17, and the 17 is for how many inches of dick we've got up your bitch ass. This next shit is in stores right now. This is Boondocks off his new album, Abaddon, with Moving On.
And we're back. Well, we decided to be kind of starting to get back to the old stuff. Kinda.
That is old stuff. At least they want you to think it's old stuff anyway.
Exactly. They want us to think.
Just because we've never heard it before.
Yeah.
So as usual, there is another debate going on about how Psychopathic needs a female artist.
And this debate's been going on for how long now?
I'm saying, it's there again. And somebody's like, "What, I got Sugar Slam?" I was like, "Sugar Slam sucks."
And where the fuck is this debate going on?
And I said, "How old's Jump Steady's daughter now? She should do more." And then nobody even questioned that or continued on about that because they probably have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about.
Probably not. This must be all Douglas said then, because they never know what the fuck's going on.
And the only people they could think of was Rise of Cal. What the fuck?
Why the fuck would anybody want Rise of Cal on Psychopathic for? Bitch, a bitch can't stand Juggalos.
I don't understand, man. It's the only person anybody could think of, though. They're like, put her. And then somebody fucking said her name completely wrong, called her Snow the Prada or some shit. It's like, who the fuck is that? You mean Snow the Product?
Oh, man. I wonder why the fuck anybody wants Rise of Cal anymore. That bitch just needs to retire. Stop making music.
I guess because they feel that she takes the time to, you know, write these songs just to be completely fucked up. But, you know, she's probably really not, you know.
Pretty much.
So that's why they feel that she's wicked, so they can see her on Psychopathic Records.
Rise of Kill is not wicked. And more than likely, half the shit that she does has been written by fucking Satanic.
Like, I don't give a shit how many damn babies you quote-unquote raped and all this bullshit. We know it's not fucking true.
Yeah, no. Do not bring her there. Man, if somebody brings fucking Reza Kelda fucking to the label, I swear to God, I'll riot.
And on top of that, the question was, you know, what, they were talking about like a actual juggalette being on the label. And she doesn't fall under that category.
Yeah, right?
Neither does fucking anybody. But if they were to sign a female artist, I think they should just go with Whitney Payton.
Agreed.
Since, you know, they're... She's working with DJ Clay and all that, and she's been at the gathering, all this shit. You know, it may as well.
Yeah. But, I mean, either that or fucking slap fucking Tally Demon across the fucking head and just bring her back.
Yeah, I don't ever see that happening.
True. This is funny as all hell. I'll get, let's see. Anthony Zamora, ICP believes in God. Do you?
Oh, come on. We're not even getting into this. I didn't even bother with that because I didn't fucking care.
Desert terrorist, Cloud Nine. That's great, but as a believer in Allah, I don't think ICP believing should be the reason others are too. I didn't say which God. I asked if you believe. You said, quote, ICP believes in God. Do you? This makes it look like you should believe in God because ICP does. Then he responds with, ICP also believes Bangkok Boom and Mighty Death Pop are Joker cards. I don't believe they are. ICP believes magnets are magic. I don't believe they are.
I am Buddha. Rub my belly.
Yeah, no.
See how much of don't care was here?
Let's see. You could always have Sarah Butler rub your belly. I'm sure she wouldn't mind.
Sarah, will you rub my belly? I'll bring you good luck. Kind of like a troll.
Let's see. Waiting for her to respond. You know, she says she's sick, but can't sleep.
What, is everybody fucking sick?
Apparently.
Okay, I guess we'll just sit here in silence.
She said, I would. She would definitely rub your belly. Any luck is good.
Well, yeah. I could have said, I'll give you a bad luck.
Yeah, this is very true. She's been sick for almost a week. No voice. Fucking sucks. Well, stop screaming so damn much.
Yeah. Just because you hear those voices in your head don't mean you gotta scream at them.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez. I'm glad I got Havoc here.
Egos can't.
Can't what? What was the question?
I don't remember the question. I don't think we asked.
too distracted by Havoc falling flat here.
Yeah. I'm up on some more fucking, let him stay dripping to the soundboard.
Why?
Why not?
I was listening to that earlier today, and then I realized I wasn't a gangster.
Yeah, you ain't a G.
And then I realized I didn't have five on it either. Shout out to that Piff.
See? You didn't get it, I didn't get it.
No, I'm saying it didn't even play.
True. And she goes, how else would they shut up? Depends on who the hell you're trying to get to shut up over there.
The voice is in her head, motherfucker.
I'm sure she has plenty of those.
Are you retarded? Seriously, you forgot all the things we just fucking said literally like 2 minutes ago.
Well, you know, since we're talking about voices in her head.
I hear voices in my head. They counsel me. They understand. They talk to me. Voice that has the knowledge.
And we're back. But yeah, apparently her voice is in her head and never stopped talking about candy.
And the voices inside Havoc's head don't ever stop fucking watching TV.
No, no deal.
As if Havoc wasn't boring enough, now he's watching TV.
Yeah, I'm watching, the hell am I watching? Austin and Ally on, Disney.
Great. Juggalo Rider Radio is going PG. Or
well,
G,
maybe the,
even.
Maybe the, drunk one should call in.
Who's drunk?
You know, crazy bitch. Kimberly.
I thought she was sick.
Oh, that's Sarah who's sick.
So they were
Kimberly
both
was drunk. Kimberly was drunk last night. So therefore she's a drunk one again.
So now she's drunk again.
But so let's see, we got the new loaders coming out. We got, well, the fucking box that come out with, of course.
Well, the new Lotus is already technically out, just not in every store yet.
True. Let's see. You got the riders working on some new tracks and a new album. Just don't know when the fuck that's dropping. ABK's got some new shit. Maybe we'll get lucky. Maybe Twisted.
Man, they still got that CD they got to put out.
Yeah. Along with fucking Black Magic, which they've never put out.
Let it go.
Yeah, but come on, man. Like, I've been wanting to hear that fucking album for the longest time now.
Well, good luck. Go make it yourself.
I could, but I suck at rapping.
You can have features on there, such as Sarah.
Yeah.
Crazy bitch.
Yeah. Doing the hook, coughing.
Coughing?
Well, Sarah's sick, and apparently Kimberly's still sick. He was drunk last night. So, yeah. Maybe we should go with another fucking El Nino track.
Sure hope that got to do something you just said.
So here we go with I'm Not the Enemy.
Reading
And we're back.
And Sarah, that track was I'm Not the Enemy by El Nino.
What if you really are the enemy?
Eh, you never know.
Do they have an app for that?
I sure as hell hope not.
Because apparently they have a pregnancy thing app.
Yeah, I saw that. Like, what the fuck is she going to do? Take the computer and piss on it?
Yeah. And if it breaks, you're pregnant.
Yeah, right? Seriously, why do they need a fucking app for everything? I'm pregnant. Make me an app. I want to get pregnant.
Hey, man, I blame the goddamn teenagers, man.
I blame MTV. Fucking 16 and pregnant bullshit.
But remember, kids, if you get pregnant as a teenager, you're not a bad person.
Yeah.
Said only one person ever. Anyway, I do not agree with that. You're a whore, motherfucker. Quit getting pregnant.
Yeah, focus on your schoolwork. That's getting the fuck out of school. Because I'm sorry, but being a teenage mom is not a get out of school free card.
Yeah. It's a welcome to hell card.
Yeah. You know, if all these teens would stop getting pregnant, I'm pretty sure MTV would finally get bored and just continue their stupid shows. But no. So when the fuck is the next challenge going to be? Do we know?
After all these pregnant shows are over.
That'll never happen.
The last one just ended. The fuck do we need another challenge for so soon?
Oh, look. An upcoming 26th season is currently in production.
Well, there you go.
Let's just hope they don't bring fucking Lori, that fucking chick, what the hell is her name? Lori, what? Leanne, Lana, Loopy.
Luby.
Yeah, you know, that chick that...
Is that even a fucking name?
Could be. Laurel, that's her name. Hopefully she won't be in it. After fucking Johnny Bananas has won yet another one, maybe hopefully he will be in it. Either. See, though, Sarah agrees with us. Stupid pregnant teens.
Exactly. Protection.
Yeah, it's called not having sex, period.
Now, where's the fun in that?
Okay, fine. We'll make it so that way, you know, kids, if you're under the age of, I don't know, 21, you can't have sex.
Well, damn. George Lopez.
Man, these people are retarded up on Facebook. Let's see.
someone goes, if you could have one artist stop by your house and sing, who would it be? Someone said fucking Chris Brown.
Chris Brown, that bitch in the face. Man, that'd be funny as hell. He show up and then you play that song back to him. And then you just punch him.
Yeah, right.
Uh-oh. Is that really true? Breaking news. TMZ announces that Spike TV is canceling Impact Wrestling.
I don't know if it's true or not.
That'd be fucking hilarious.
We'll find out sooner or later. Let's see. Impact Wrestling. And they're probably fucking trying to cancel it. Now they're trying to take it to the fucking extreme again.
I hate whenever I get Snapchats from people and they're not really for me. They're just people sharing fucking things on their thing. It's like, really? Why do I gotta know that you posted a fucking picture for everybody to see? Inform me whenever you actually send me something.
Oh, bud. I don't know, find out if it's true or not about TNA being canceled. Because damn it, that means nothing to watch on wrestling. Spike anymore.
Man, people come up with the strangest fucking questions.
Why? What's the what's it now?
They want to know your thoughts about a woman donating plasma while pregnant. Is it safe or unsafe? Where do you come up with these questions?
What the fuck? Seriously. Such a dumbass question.
I wish I could be that random.
Man, I do too. Let's see. TNA Wrestling's flagship show, Impact Wrestling, could soon be without a home. Spike TV quietly let the league know it's not renewing their TV contract. TMZ has learned. Multiple sources with direct knowledge of the deal tell us Spike executives contacted TNA president Dixie Carter late last week to break the news, and the following day, Carter informed members of her inner circle. TNA's current deal with Spike reportedly runs through October. It's unclear at this point when Impact Wrestling will stop airing on Spike. We're told there's no bad blood, and Spike gave TNA such advance notice, so we'll have time to shop for a new TV deal. TNA's show debuted on Spike TV on October 2005 and helped the league rise to number 2 on the wrestling scene behind WWE. We've called TNA and Spike for comment. So far, no word back. Oh, well. So that explains why fucking JR is on a fucking trip. I said, that's why good old JR is on a fucking trip now. Because he wants TNA to be saved.
What? Why?
I don't know. Let's see.
Yeah, like all I know is I saw a fucking thing where he said, Impact will be canceled, save Impact. There we go. Rampant rumors out of NYC Spike/TV relationship being very much in jeopardy. Hope Scuttlebutt is wrong, pulling for Impact Wrestling. Yeah, so apparently Spike, so he wants Impact to stay.
Dumbass.
Well, he is Southern. Oh no, not my, he's from Oklahoma. I guess it's the same thing. But, yeah. Maybe this will give, there'll be a chance to, you know, stand there from a couple of their fucking wrestlers, like Velvet Sky and Brittany. That's her reign. That's about it. What do you say we go a little Judge D, no compromise? I gotta pee.
This is an all-out attack on your system in the spirit and memory of those who have come before me, who have stood and fought for the good of our future. There will be no compromise.
Yeah.
And we're back, and holy shit, Heather 1337 has a fat fucking ass.
It's not even that fat, man. It's small and tight. Is how you would describe that.
In a way, it's fucking beautiful.
Yeah, but it's not a fat ass.
Yeah, true, but man, that's definitely shit. Growing and growing and growing out of control.
I mean, she does sell photos of her in a thong, I mean, so you can clearly see.
This is true. She needs one fucking picture of her in a thong. I'm just curious as to how fucking Yuji found out about her.
I don't know, probably me.
Well, sure as hell ain't from me. Because I barely even talked to him.
I'm just saying. From all the shit I share, he's probably seen that once before.
Yeah, he's probably stalking your page.
I think he's still on my page.
Yeah, like I said, he's probably stalking your page.
Yeah, if he's still there. Yeah, he's still there.
Kelly in a thong. Kelly just needs to plug in and come back. And you can have
she
her.
Needs, she needs to just get naked. I mean, she's halfway there all the time anyway.
Well, that too. But they could form a whole new beautiful people with her and Velvet Sky.
No. With her, Layla, and Summer Rae.
Now dating Dolph Ziggler.
Really? Did you just include him in the beautiful people?
No, I just said, you said Summer Rae. I said who's now dating Dolph Ziggler.
Man, fuck that.
Look, I found Jason Albert on Twitter.
Ooh, lucky you.
Yeah, now I'm following him up on Twitter. Oh, this chick. AC Rebecca. Apparently, I told Kim to call in. Jesus says, oh, damn, I will in a minute.
Alcoholics.
Stop molesting your fucking professor.
No means no, Kim.
Even over the phone. Oh. Angel left us. Oh, well. What should we play next, Ghetto?
I don't know.
How about we don't stop believing?
Don't fucking ruin it anymore, but yes.
Ha, 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 Speaking of which, what do you think? What do you think is gonna happen on Raw next? Next week, tonight, tomorrow night.
Will you shut the fuck up and play the song?
Okay. I gotta go back down the journey.
Why are you going to Journey?
Because he told me to stop, he told me to play the song.
I thought you meant that remake thing that I put on there.
You put a remake?
Oh my god. I knew you were retarded. I didn't know you were this retarded.
Oh, okay, yeah, that one. No, I was going to play the original, but that works too.
Play the remix.
Yeah. Buckshot. Boondock. Y'all gonna need your lighters for this one, y'all. Put them up. Cool. I gripped a small sound stage. Come alive while the music plays. I'm left to dream, take me anywhere. Oh, I gripped this broke down mic. This music right here is my love. And I ain't quitting the fight until it's everywhere.
The first time that I picked up a microphone was the very last time I'd be alone. Like a breath of life when I spit lines with a pen and paper. Get mine. Ever since I was an itty bitty baby, born into the world, it was a rhythm that made me. I couldn't talk, but I could keep up with the 8-track. Legs kicking, bouncing, I was turned up way back. Influence run deeper than a chorus song. If it was coming out of speaker, then it wasn't wrong. But the underground is when I woke up. Opened up my mind and mouth, and when I spoke up, took places that I've never ever been before. No longer knocking, I was kicking in the front door. And I'm just getting started, I ain't trying to quit this. This is what saved me, can I get a witness? This track, this song, a living testimony to the days that it went wrong. This moment, my time, blood flow from my pen right into my rhyme. This soundtrack called life, you didn't see a deep yet, cut like a knife. Cut like the first record, first needle drop. When you believe it in the music, it ain't never gonna stop.
Don't stop. My soul is speeding. I just can't stop believing. The underground will hold me down. I don't plan on leaving until they put me in the ground. Till I'm no longer breathing. Through all the sweat and tears, through all the blood and fears, this music never left me. It's had my back for years. Those nights when I was lost inside myself, thinking weird, I took my hands up off and feel and let the music steer. It took me to a place where felt like no one could hurt me. Even if my homies turn to rip my girl to serve me, this music's part of me. Honestly, I don't feel worthy. It's pulled my life from darkness many nights while on this journey.
Don't stop.
Now we're back. Kim, you've got 17 minutes left.
So you can't. So call your ass in. You are right, though, man. We do need to find more spots to fucking promote and bring more people in.
Yeah, quit wasting your time in the Juggalo family chat. Nobody cares there.
Yeah, pretty much.
All they fucking care about there is fucking selfies, man. And finding love.
Yeah.
Finding love with small children, that is. Oh. If they weren't so worried about admies, you know, maybe somebody pay attention to us.
Yeah, right. But no.
Like, I just saw over in the other group, somebody posted up their number, like, hit me up. And then I guess one of the admins, like, are you 18? He said, yes. He said, okay. Like, what the fuck was that? Do you want to talk to him, you sick bastard?
Yeah, it's just getting weird up in there. But there again, we have to try it. And so many other Juggalo fucking groups, they don't tune in. I mean, we got Kim, a.k.a. Crazy Bitch here.
And then you always promote on your own page. Now what good does that do? That's worse than the groups.
What's going on, crazy bitch?
Nothing, just chilling. Yeah, I'm watching The Walking Dead, yeah.
Jeez, she wasn't quite sure what she was watching. She's been watching it for days.
I know, it's a very good show.
Yo.
It's so good she forgot the name.
Yeah, but I guess I could start posting other people's pages, like Trips.
Really? Trips? What is that going to do?
I don't know. Maybe, Misty Trevino.
What is she going to do?
I don't know. Maybe we can get her to tune in or call in.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, they should bring back MySpace, or at least get rid of,
We'll go back to MySpace, figure it out, and then post it there.
Or at least fucking have Facebook, you know, disable the fucking like button.
Man, I swear there's got to be a way, man, because people take away the share option. Why can't we not take away the like option?
Yeah, seriously. So that way, you know, people can't like it. They actually have to tune the fuck in. Like back on MySpace.
If they can't like it, then they ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah, this is true.
Damn it, Kim, you crazy bitch. Bring us more people.
I haven't been on Facebook really today.
Yeah, how come all them people you talk to don't ever follow you?
Yeah.
Because some of them are not Juggalos.
But they're in a Juggalo group.
Yeah, but I really don't have Juggalo friends.
No, I mean all them people that are always talking to you in that group.
Oh, I don't know. Because I guess they're lazy, I guess. I don't know.
They always have something to say, but they won't follow you to come talk here.
Yeah. Like Ashley.
That would be really fun right there.
I guess if you can't copy and paste, then, you know, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I love the one AdMe section where everybody posted up the rule, and then I even posted up the rule because I can.
It's just wow.
It's gonna show these people don't read.
AdMe! Oh, AdMe's allowed, motherfucker.
Did you say AdMe?
Yes, AdMe.
And how do, but that bitch that doesn't know who Twisted is really crazy.
The small children are back.
Yes, yes they are. In fact, let's see, she posted saying, let me tell you, I get myself in some fucked up situations. I have teeth marks and bruises on my knee, my low thigh.
Were you attacked by a midget?
It definitely wasn't me.
Yeah, it's about Havoc's height.
Yeah, seriously, the fuck?
I don't know, man. I don't live my life on Facebook, so I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, nah.
I just post random things when I feel they're necessary.
Agreed.
I feel like the aliens are coming down. Or beam us up.
Yeah.
Alexandria Bester, you completely fucked up.
Okay, then.
Because somebody said, who's your favorite musician / artist and what's your favorite song by him? She goes Twisted, and I think she meant to spell Raw Deal, except she put R-W-A-L.
Okay.
So, I don't know what the fuck is about that bullshit.
I was also, somebody said that Violent J has a daughter named Rudy. He must have dyslexia. Must have dyslexia because it's Ruby.
Damn, this stuff is juggalos.
I don't know, man. There's that on top of stupidity.
Well, yeah. Everyone's catching the fucking stupid virus. And it gets worse.
It's all Kim and her mothership's fault.
Yeah. Crazy
what?
Bitch.
Do what?
Kim, how do you feel that Havoc sits here for like at least a half an hour and calls you a crazy bitch?
Oh yeah, I could reverse and call you and say bitch crazy.
That would just this doesn't sound right.
If you're going to say it like that, say it, bitch, you are crazy.
Well, I'm thinking more of, like, if you were to say it, you'd sound more black. Like, bitch, you crazy. Bitch, crazy.
Yeah, well, no. Well, no, I am crazy, bitch. So it's all good.
So what makes you crazy?
What makes me crazy?
Yeah. Well, I guess that's there's the answer there.
Yeah, right.
Gettle's definitely right. All these ugly bitches getting pregnant, and goddamn, we can't we can't even get laid.
Can't even find no bitch, man. But all these ugly ass motherfuckers talking about they having kids. Like, who the fuck fucked you?
Seriously.
And then there's that one picture in there talking about six juggalettes. I was going to comment something about shouldn't it be pregnant juggalettes, but I didn't want to be rude in case the chick was just fat. But then some chick came along and was like, are you pregnant?
Some bitches just say that to trap the guy.
What did you say?
I said,
how are you doing over there?
Some bitches say that they're pregnant, which they're not, to trap a guy.
Man, if they got a fat ass stomach like that, they're pregnant. I don't think they're lying.
Some bitches be lying like that though, yo.
Yeah. If they're that desperate.
Like I said, just be like that.
And I agreed with you.
What the fuck is she doing over there?
I don't know. Taking her vitamins or something. I don't know.
What? I'm eating popcorn.
Jeez. What a wonderful place. What a wonderful time to eat popcorn.
Yes, it is. It's a very good time to eat popcorn.
So, how's your homework coming along?
It was good.
It was good, oh yeah? Were you on top this time?
No. She was on the bottom.
Oh.
She got under him.
Not crazy.
That's why I asked if she was on top this time, because last time, underneath.
Oh, shit. I'm getting old.
Okay.
You're like fucking 19.
No, I'm not. I'm
not. How old are you?
I'm about to turn 24 in a couple months.
24?
The same difference. 19, 24, same thing.
No, it's not.
You it is.
No, it's not.
I don't even understand what you're trying to say.
I mean, let's see. Me and Ghetto's 28. I'll be 28 in October.
Yeah, we're pushing 30.
Yeah. You yourself just got out of your teens.
What?
I said she just got out of her
teens. What the hell are you smoking?
Man, I wish I was smoking some weed.
I don't care. I love it.
Listen, Demi. We don't need you to be singing on the radio.
Yeah, no.
Like you.
Right. Back to that question from earlier, that person said, you know, if we could have any artists stop by our house and sing to us, I'd pick Avril Lavigne.
Oh, yeah? I'd be the opposite of that. I'd be counting the steps she takes when she leaves.
Well, see, there again, you know, if I had her here, I could knock her out, tie her up and put her in my closet.
You see, Havoc, this is not meant to be a kidnap situation.
Why can't it be a kidnap situation?
This is just meant to purely entertainment, not where ransom would be involved.
I don't care about ransom. I would.
What are you? What are you mumbling about?
I would fucking kidnap her in a fucking second.
So you're gonna kidnap Avril Lavigne with Havoc?
Yes, I will.
Well, that should be interesting.
And then the best thing is, we can fucking brainwash her.
Do it.
And the what?
You know, make her forget that she's, you know, that she's married to Chad Kroeger.
Yeah.
You know, make her think that she's single.
And she's lesbian.
You know, yeah, no.
And she's a lesbian.
Or bisexual. Bisexual is good to me.
You know, I used to like lesbians until everybody was one.
What are you talking about?
What? You are a lesbian.
I said I am bisexual.
You're a lesbian.
Bisexual. I like pussy and dick.
Now, which do you like more? Probably pussy. So you're a lesbian.
And some people probably hate me for it, but I don't fucking give a shit.
If a girl says she likes women more than guys, she's a fucking lesbian.
Well, I'm a lesbian then.
Hey, she's married.
Even if the girl says that they like the occasional sex with a guy, they're a fucking lesbian.
Yeah. It's probably true.
Yeah.
I don't have straight female friends.
So the only time lesbians are acceptable now is in pornos.
Really?
I would be in a porno if I could.
Did you say you're in a porno?
No, I said I would be in a porno if I could.
Why can't you?
Because I haven't been asked, so shit.
Oh, make your own.
Buy a video camera, press record.
And just what? Do it myself? Fuck no.
You could do a solo scene if you would like.
Yeah. Or, you know, you find, you know, I don't know, some chick, some random chick on fucking Facebook and ask them to come down and make a porn with you.
I don't think she'd like that idea.
Well, she's a damn lesbian, so what, hunt?
I don't know.
You should play Freak on the Leash.
I would, except, you know, I don't have it on the soundboard. I don't plan on putting it into this.
Well, you should play it tomorrow night then.
Okay.
Sorry, we only play that song for straight. We only play it strong for straight people.
I can play it now. If you want me to?
No, that's okay.
Yeah, no. I mean, there again, I hear a lot of random shit at work.
Yay, random shit.
Yeah. Mostly fucking Michael Jackson, who's dead, and his music should stop being played on radio.
Really? That's your reasoning?
Yeah, and plus, he was a pedophile.
Who was a pedophile?
You.
Yeah, she probably is.
Not me, hell no.
Not only is she a lesbian, she's also a pedophile.
I am not one, hell no.
Pretending to be a gynecologist. I said, she also pretends to be a gynecologist just to lure in the young females.
What after?
I think that's what Havoc really does, but all right, we'll pretend it's
Yeah, Michael Jackson's a pedophile. I mean, come on, Neverland Ranch was a trap for little boys. Mainly Macaulay Culkin.
Were you trapped there?
Hell nah.
Were you molested on the Ferris wheel?
Fuck no. I would kick somebody off the fucking Ferris wheel, way from the top. Make sure they died.
Oh, yeah, how you gonna make sure they die?
Easy. I literally throwing them off the side of the fucking thing from the top.
That's not ensuring death at all. They could possibly live.
Okay, fine. And then the minute I get back to the bottom,
if I had one chance to do something in the world, I would kill all molesters.
Why would you want to kill yourself?
Why would you want to kill yourself for? But there again, I mean, if you're doing that, you might as well start off with fucking Chris Penland.
I got molested. What are you talking about?
Oh, what the hell? Are you gonna make up a fucking story to her, or is this actually gonna be true?
No, this is true. I got molested by my stepdad. Stupid ass motherfucker. Ruined my fucking mind.
And where's he at now?
He's in prison.
And you're in Georgia eating, the fuck is it, cow tongue.
She said she was eating popcorn.
Yeah, but she probably got the fucking cow tongue on her side as a fucking dessert. Again, PS3 is being weird.
Good.
because I'm not worried for some odd reason.
Yeah.
Aliens are back.
Never left.
This is true.
They're sleeping with little V.
I wouldn't doubt it. Actually, while that's happening, she's probing them.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of probing going on over there.
Oh, that's good. That's, you know, we should just send her a Kim.
Do what?
Yeah, she would really love Kim since she's really an alien.
Yeah. Kim, how would you feel about being probed by little V?
You're awesome.
She doesn't even question it. She's like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, right. The fuck?
Whatever you get, we'll take Kim down there. Down to her shop.
Yeah, there you go. Hello, V. Hey, we found you an alien from the south.
From the south.
Don't worry, it's not, you know, from the south.
What the hell is she doing, man?
I don't know. It's really fucking annoying.
I thought Angel's phone was bad.
I'm eating popcorn.
Why is there so much noise?
I don't know, because popcorn's loud.
But it's not crunching or anything.
It's a fucking high-pitched whistling sound. Like,
yeah,
fucking,
like
the aliens are coming from the fucking... It's popcorn! Popcorn don't make a fucking whistling sound.
I guess hers does.
Hers must be a fucking extraterrestrial fucking type popcorn.
Oh, wow, that was very clever, Evan.
It's out of this world.
It's true. Because didn't she say she had green ears?
Wasn't that Echo?
Oh, yeah. that sounds better.
Yeah. There again, Kim could have green ears.
Yeah.
She got green ears and a long cow tongue.
Whatever. So what's the deal with Angel?
Puerto Rican?
What the hell are you talking about?
We're talking about Angel right now.
Well, obviously, but what the hell do you mean what's wrong with him? What do you mean what's wrong with him?
Yeah, what's wrong with him? Why is he acting all... I don't know.
Guess he misses his friend. What's his
huh?
face? Guess he misses that one guy.
I don't know. He don't talk to me no more.
He doesn't talk to you?
Wow. Nope. I send him messages and he reads it and no reply back.
Well, damn.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
he don't even call in anymore.
You don't even Skype with me no more. What are you talking about?
Jeez. No internet penis for you tonight.
Me and his relationship is not like that at all.
Yeah, sure.
Not for real. Like, we don't...
A male and a female are talking on the internet via Skype and there's no sexual things going on. I call
nope.
bullshit.
I swear on everything I love, there isn't.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Look at fucking Ghetto and Carrie when they were sleeping. He has pictures of her sleeping.
Jeez, way to make it sound creepy as fuck.
Wow.
But no, even during those calls, man, you get still rather sexual, I guess.
Yeah.
With the shit that we say.
Yeah, you're right, though. Angel's weird anyways. Let's see. He types like a foreigner. His name's
yeah.
Angel. He deletes people's posts.
What happened? Did she just fall into the microwave?
I think she did.
What?
Get out of the microwave, Kim. That's not the human. Yet.
Not in the microwave.
What did you just say?
I said I'm not in the microwave.
Not
before that.
I have no idea.
You know, when I said about Angel posting, deleting people's posts.
Then you said...
Oh, I said I know that.
Oh, yeah. Kim knows all about that. She was included in that conversation.
Yep, I sure was. And now he don't even talk to me no more.
way to go, Kim.
You fucked up your online relationship with Angel.
Relationship status, it's complicated.
Relationship status, she's not getting the cyber dick. Yeah, but it's funny how he said he was going to bed. Yeah, he's still online.
I know, right?
You know, I really don't think he actually ever goes to sleep.
Man, I'll be getting to wonder that myself. Going to sleep, but I'm going to stay online anyways and stalk everybody.
I think he's like a robot.
Yeah, like Heather.
Yeah, they're one and the same.
Maybe Heather really is Angel, and Angel really is Heather.
I'd believe it.
I think I would, too.
But then again, Angel isn't good with graphics.
This is true. He just posted the same
yeah.
meme over and over again.
Yeah. He can only do that. As where the other robot actually makes pictures of their own.
Yeah. I don't even talk to that bitch no more. What the fuck ever happened to her? Did she just die or something like that? Like, you know, run out of batteries?
I don't fucking know. I've talked to that thing for years.
That's my point. Neither of us have.
Ever since, you know, it was one of those people that never came here, so why talk to them?
That's true.
Just like I saw, Dawn is apparently engaged. Like, when the fuck did that happen?
Why the fuck is she engaged? To who? Who the fuck would engage? Who the fuck would marry her? Besides
right,
fucking,
here.
That's what I'm wondering.
And hey, what did you say there, Kimberly?
She's leaving us.
Yeah.
Well,
I got
it's a fucking, it's a Sunday night. You don't have anything to do on a Monday.
I don't ever have anything to do during the week. I sit at home and that's it.
Sit at home and masturbate.
Hell no.
She said, hell yeah, see?
And she records it for everybody.
I bet you we could probably find a few videos of Kim online somewhere.
Nah.
You probably could.
Nah, I bet you can't.
Or I'll just find a video that looks similar to her and say it's her.
Because I want to see this video.
And then she wants to see it. What kind of weird shit is that?
Yeah, but she wants to watch herself.
That's why they got mirrors.
Yeah, just, you know, use a mirror, or, you know, go into your bathroom and use a mirror up in there, and you're all set.
In the bathroom? Why does everything got to take place in the bathroom?
Because that's where, like, half the fucking selfies come from.
Who the hell masturbates in the bathroom?
Kim.
What?
She said, what? Nothing, Kim. Go ahead and leave us.
Yeah.
All right. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Yes, whoop, whoop.
What?
We said whoop, whoop, Kim.
Well, no, it's funny because she goes, what? Laughing, and she leaves. What the fuck? Really? I'm just going to say what and laugh and leave. Yep. I guess it. Shit. I'm gonna come back tomorrow night because I'm gonna go pass out then. Yeah.
Alright, bye.
Peace.